The president promised to stem the tide of red ink in Washington within 5 years. Unfortunately, his budget fails that test. He borrows $1.5 trillion from Social Security and Medicare in order to extend tax cuts for the wealthiest among us, estates over $5 million and people who earn over $300,000 a year. They should not receive preference over assuring the future of Social Security and adequate funding for Medicare and Medicaid. He also falls short on a proposal to continue county and school payments. It's the same proposal as last year, rejected out of hand by the Senate. A half-hearted attempt at about half the money we need with a controversial land sale proposal. He could have taken some of the $750 million he'll steal from the Land and Water Conservation Fund for other purposes and use that to fully fund county and school payments, something I've asked them repeatedly to consider. Unfortunately, they rejected that proposal. He's also again proposed changes to the Bonneville Power Administration that could raise our electric rates. On a bipartisan way, the Northwest delegation has blocked that in the past and will block it again. He's proposed to cut Forest Service funding, firefighting funding for the Forest Service. Again, very short-sighted proposals that Congress will need to address. The one ray of sunshine in his budget is it appears for the first time in the 6 years of his presidency that he has proposed a long overdue increase in veterans benefits to deliver on the promises and commitments we've made to our veterans. I'll wholeheartedly support any increase in that budget as I have in the past in opposing his proposed cuts. All in all, Congress has a lot of work to do to make up for the holes that the president has left in his budget and to reset the priorities to better meet the needs of Oregonians and average Americans.